This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what you taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our last deeds our best deeds. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Tonight's tonight's words of wisdom, as usual, I will recite them in Arabic and then I will translate and explain. One of our scholars, he said, ما تكلمت بكلمة ولا فعلت فعلا إلا أعددت له جوابا بين يدي الله تعالى. الله أكبر. Such a profound statement. He said, I've never uttered a word nor performed any action except that I have prepared a response for doing it when standing before Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. Never said a word or did an action except there's a response, there's an answer. When Allah asks, why did you say that? The answer is ready. Why did you do that? The answer is ready. Allahu Akbar. Where are we from this? This is a ibadah called ibadat al-muraqabah. Act of worship that is called al-muraqabah, which means I am constantly reminding myself that Allah is watching me. One of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal is al-raqib, al-raqib. The one who's always watching. So imagine that anytime I speak or anytime I do anything, I'm always remembering Allah is watching me. Subhanallah. How would that salat be if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me? How would my interaction with my parents be knowing that Allah is watching me? How would my interaction with my spouse be knowing that Allah is watching me? How will my interaction with the people who work for me, with the people, with my colleagues at work, with my friends at school, Allah is watching me. How would my action be when I am alone? When people usually, when they are alone, they transgress. They do things that, you know, that are not permissible, that they are haram. They think nobody is watching them. But that person is constantly thinking and knowing that Allah is watching. Allahu Akbar. So that kind of ibadah, the ibadah of the muraqabah, will improve all our actions, will make us always think, even though my parents are not home, my spouse is not home, my siblings are not home, but Allah is watching me. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, if we run our life with this kind of mentality, we will be extremely blessed in this dunya and extremely rewarded on the day of judgment. Why? Because I thought before I speak, I thought before I act, I made sure that Allah Azza wa Jal is first, is always first on my mind. I am about to perform an action. I'm about to accept a job. I'm about to go to a place. I ask myself, will Allah be pleased to see me there? Will Allah be pleased with that income? Will Allah be pleased me being with these kind of people? If yes, I proceed, Bismillah. And if not, I stop. Because when Allah asks me on the day of judgment, Ya so and so, why didn't you go there? Why didn't you do that? Or why were you there? I have an answer. Subhanallah. Wallahi, that kind of mentality will give us the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the goal of every true believer. So my brothers and sisters, let's be careful of what we say and what we do, and remember that Allah's name is Al-Sami' Al-Basir, the all-hearing, the all-seeing, the all-watching. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who constantly remember Allah Azza wa Jal, and may Allah grant us the highest place in Jannah. Jazakumullah khair. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريماً.